You're listening to the Michigan Talk Network, MTN, the home of more talk now.
So I've done a lot of these things over the years, like last night's big event in Van Andel. What I mean by that is I've been a lot of different places with the national news media. Sometimes I've reported for the national news media, for NBC News Channel and other places during my previous life. Working in front of the cameras and anchor and reporter and all that stuff that I used to do, right? But Ivy is not as well-versed on these folks. And, you know, these people come by and they just come pushing through and, oh, there's the guy from CNN. Because they think they're really important and you're nobody. And that's kind of the way they conduct themselves. Ivy is on the line with us. Ivy, how are you?
Good morning, Steve.
So first of all, the rally, how'd you like it?
I loved it. It was high energy. Tremendous amount of people, just positive vibes, and I loved it. I mean, I loved what the president had to say, and it was interesting because we had gotten there pretty early and we got our seats. And
you mean we did what we were supposed to do, right?
Yeah.
Right. Went through security, got there on time, got a good place to sit down at one of the press tables. Go on.
Mm-hmm. And we had our stuff laying there, and I was up talking to Boomer, who is the communications director for Bill Heisinger, and this guy comes over and plops his stuff down and walks off, and then when he comes back, I'm like, hey, you know, I've been sitting here, and I was
He took your space.
He took my spot. He was like, well, I didn't see your stuff here. I'm like, well, my bag is right there. Well, your stuff was not sitting in this chair, and you know there's rules when you know I've done 40 of these, and there are rules when you come to these things.
Yeah, he's lucky I wasn't there. I had wandered off for a few minutes. He's lucky because I would have just said, "Hey, dude, your stuff's not going to be here, so move along because we've been here for an hour and a half, and I don't care what you think the rules are. I'm going to set the rules for you. Get the hell out." But you know, got out of that is the fact that these people are arrogant, pushy, snobbish. I mean, they think they're it.
Oh, like holier than thou and very rude. I'm like, you're being completely rude. I said that to the guy. And I'm like, you know, where are the ethics involved in all of this? And I just think, oh,
what did he say to that?
Maybe there aren't any. He's like, well, what are we going to do? I mean, I'm not going to move. I'm like, are you freaking serious?
Oh, he would have moved. But see, he came back and said, I found a different spot. Because I come back and
I don't want to, you know, cause a scene and I just can't believe we just got in an argument. I'm like, sir, you took my chair.
Yeah, you came and you took my spot.
And here's then you were like berating me because I didn't know the rules and you're more important than
that's garbage. You had a briefcase, a big satchel sitting right on the desk in front of this chair. I mean, I was there and my laptop in front of the other chair. Pretty obvious people are here.
I know. It made me kind of chuckle after thinking about it because, you know, it's just that attitude that a lot of the mainstream media have towards
the little
everything.
People. You. And
the little people. Yeah. Well, just in general, like their demeanor is grouchy. I mean, if you looked at the press pool, I mean, I don't even know that I saw any of them smile.
No, they don't. In fact, one came to mind, and I pointed out, Maureen Dowd was standing next to us, columnist for the Washington Post, I believe, syndicated columnist. She's all over, been around for years and years. And she just looks bitter and unpleasant. I mean, unapproachable, just this wrinkled up, angry-looking face, just sourpuss attitude. I'm like, wow, this is what you do for a living. This is who you are. How lovely. Yikes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, they were just sullen. I mean, I couldn't believe it. And then I just went on with our business and everything. But
well, because he moved. He came back. So I found another spot and he ran along, which is a good thing because I didn't have to intervene and
well, I thought I was going to have to, like, show him my guns, you know, and get a little in his face. But no, that didn't happen.
Yeah. So the media, you know, their reputation is well-earned. I mean, it is. And the way they approach, you know, the different things you talk about. CNN took a beating last night. CNN.
Oh, my gosh.
You know,
they
a lot of chants. Yeah, terrible.
Everybody
things.
In the crowd were just chanting, CNN sucks. CNN sucks. Oh, my goodness. Like 3 or 4 times.
Yeah, it kept coming up. But, you know, here's the thing. You look at people like Alan Dershowitz, who did a great piece here this week, how CNN misled its viewers. And so did MSNBC. But Jeff Zucker and CNN, they're shameless. They've continued to push this narrative of Russian collusion, which we now know the Mueller report has shown they're not. 64% of Americans believe the Mueller report And therefore, I mean, that's a game changer because people know they've been lied to. The ratings on MSNBC and CNN over the last 48 hours have absolutely plummeted.
Well, they have no credibility left.
None.
And they have no integrity. And I think that matters in America. And because of that, and then the experience that we had last night, just briefly with a lot of the press, I would just say that they deserve it.
Well, absolutely. When you talk about no integrity, the guy coming up and taking your chair,
exactly.
You know, because you stood up to talk to a guy who is the chief of staff for one of our members of Congress, and, well, that's okay. We'll just steal her chair. No, it's a weasel move, and you're lame.
Mm-hmm. You know. Absolutely, absolutely. But, I mean, I think that the president did a really great job during his speech. He really hit the points. I think that you had mentioned the five-point plan to win Michigan. He hit all of those points, and he really just...
Well, I'm sure he's a listener.
Maybe occasionally.
Yeah.
And, you know, talked about having the sanctity for life and all of the things that really, really matter, I think, to everyday Americans. Healthcare, they're talking about, you know, really doing some things with that. Their, you know, jobs, the economy. And just, you know, it's kind of funny because when he was saying about AOC's Green New Deal, I don't really want to talk about it too much because I want him to continue to run on that so that I can run against it. I can campaign against it. So I just think that it was great energy, incredible time, and I'm really glad that we were able to make it.
I think it was the right thing to do, and we enjoyed it. And we also laid some groundwork with Brad Parscale and some others. So, you know, we never know what's up our sleeve, but we might be going to D.C. sometime soon. At least that's my expectation. Anyhow, Ivy. Great having you here as always. I got to run.
All right. Thank you, Steve.
All right. I'll see you soon. All right. 5 points. No collusion or obstruction. Healthcare, economy, national security, and American pride. Those are the five things he needed to cover, and he did. By the way, if you want to lose some weight and feel great, MyPureHealthSolutions.com, formerly Nutrimost, the place to go. It's been a year for me. MyPureHealthSolutions.com, the place to go. Do it if you want to feel better, if you want to join me. And feel better, lose the weight, feel great, keep it off. MyPureHealthSolutions.com. I'm telling you, it worked for me, and I don't advocate for things that don't actually work. Fair? It's the Steve Gruber Show.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, celebrating 60 years of being the leading voice for business.
I'm Bob Thomas, Chief Operating Officer for the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. All across the state, businesses have joined the Michigan Chamber to be a part of the most influential business voice in Lansing. As a member, companies become part of a statewide network of small business, medium-sized companies, and industry leaders focused on improving pro-business legislation within state government. For the past 60 years, the Michigan Chamber has delivered powerful advocacy and business solutions on behalf of our 6,000 members, representing 1 million employees across the state. As a member-driven organization, we keep our members at the center of all that we do. Together, we can make a difference, and together, we ensure Michigan is the best place to create jobs and support free enterprise.
Join the Michigan Chamber of Commerce today at michamber.com. The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the leading voice for business, moving Michigan